Well, well, ooh, yes.
Do you need?
Know.
Did you need to borrow an oar?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well,
no.
I hope your arc is okay.
No, no. I'm not. I'm not all hoop-de-dooed about. The weather. I was just a what? Oh, have you got gas? Anyway. What did you pick up some gas during your superb bowel party?
Oh, sorry, we're recording this prior to the superb owl. So.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Oh, well then, that kind of makes the opening skit suck. Oh, so it's like normal.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh wait, are we gonna just start now?
Yeah.
Or you can do it. Oh, you big fat.
Wait, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You know, the dubious intentions is.
It's the golden standard in podcast recording.
The mix minus, you know, they always have every sound setting and everything is perfect on every show. And, you know, they're not doing shows in February. I'm sure you didn't know that, but
you're correct.
Anyway. And so I thought that we just kind of fuck up the sound in homage to them.
Well, and if there's one thing we like, it's a little bit of homage.
Yes. You know, the almonds, well, anyway, play the Mennonite song.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No, 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 no.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
I'm running!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 13th of February, 2023, in the athletic supporter year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the y'all I'm bone weary and exhausted one, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R, even when the Philadelphia Cream Cheese Eagles are going to be in the Superb Owl, and no one really knows who they are. He can't get it right. And joining me today, as every day, it's Big Fatty, everyone.
It's the cream cheese, no, anyway. Yeah. Cream cheese dip eating.
Oh, right. Y'all, there was some commercial for something on the YouTubes. And it was the one of the players from the Eagles, and y'all, I thought the jar was going to attack my TV. He was so delicious. Ooh, actually, it might have been his TV. I don't remember, but we were watching TV. Is the short story, and y'all, it was good. It was a lot of good. It was a lot of good. It's a little one, little, but it had the delicious blonde beard. So anyway. Welcome, everybody. Now, as we said in the beginning, y'all, we came in off of our arcs. The water subsided enough, and we're recording this before the Superb Owl. So, yes. We don't know who won, but more importantly, we do not know if I've won the number one fan contest for the BFO yet.
The most important thing, yes, the entries are in the colostomy bag, waiting, hang on a second.
Y'all, Big Fatty he's very distracted.
Drawn.
Oh. Well, and now have the guests started arriving yet?
For the BFO ceremony, of
Correct.
Course.
Okay.
They've been here they started coming in on Thursday.
Right. Well, I just noticed as the 2021 number three fan, I wasn't asked to speak or had no role in all of this.
Well, you weren't the number one fan. And
right. Well, I was number three fan. Right.
Right. The number three fans never get to speak unless the number one and number two are have been reported to the death phone.
Ah. Well, and you know, look, the longer you keep this going, it's either going to be you or one of the fans. So,
right.
You know, it's only a matter of time. Only a matter of time.
Mm. Right. So, yeah. Now we were, y'all, I got a testimonium from Vader, earlier on Sunday morning, saying, Bug Party, I know that you've got big doings during the Superb Owl.
Which is true.
As Mrs. Lauren says, the super bowel.
Ah. Appropriate.
Right. Yes. And said, I know you'll be busy. Would you like to recode early? Now, y'all, it is 30 minutes earlier than we normally record.
Well, that's true. But
wait
that's
a minute.
True. That's true.
But I said, yeah, I can record anytime. He says, what? Well, we have something at 12 o'clock but we should be done in a couple of hours,
which was all true, but y'all, we fell asleep after we were done. Oh y'all, we came back to the Vader family compound and sat down, and it was lights out.
All right,
lights out.
Now you need to report. Well, first of all, let's just take it back. Can we take it back?
You know what? Let's take it back.
Now, I believe that on last week's little show, the Jar announced that Mother Jar was visiting the pantry. Do you have an update on any of that?
Y'all, Mother Jar woke up Monday morning, or maybe Tuesday morning, with the COVIDs. So we are wishing her well, but so she has postponed her trip until the end of April.
Okay.
The next weekend she rebooked her flight. Y'all, she chose the Coupa River Bridge Run weekend. And I said, that is a bad idea.
No,
I said, we won't be able to take her anywhere or do anything except right around the pantry because it'll be too crowded. And he didn't.
Right.
He said, do people come into town for that? And I said, yes. So,
About 40,000.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I said, that is not ideal. But anyway, so she's rebooked for the end of April. So, so she will be here. She will be ready to go. Hopefully, she will be COVID free.
Yes.
But we are sending her our well wishes because, the only updates we've gotten daily is that she still has the COVID. So,
since that happened, and I didn't know that, folks.
Right. Breaking news.
All of a sudden, you had, you both had free weekends.
Right, right. Well, y'all, the Jar was a little poopy. Because
did he have explosive diarrhea?
I don't know. I can't answer that. But he was a little sadsies that his mother wasn't coming because he hasn't seen her since June or July. So he's,
he wanted to see her. It's always nice to be able to cuddle up to mother's breast.
Right.
You know, well, I guess he does that with you. But anyway.
Right, right. just extracts a little milk, a little teat milk there. But
pumping.
Yeah, the Jar's breastises are much more pump worthy than mine. I'm just going to tell you, and I mean that in a very good way. But you could in theory motorboat them should you want to, Mrs. Lauren.
I believe Big Ricky has motorboated Mrs. La.
I believe he has.
I believe it was at her wedding.
Oh well, that sounds about right.
But maybe not.
So y'all, but then we were trying to decide what to do this weekend, and I said, well, if you want to just get away, just go somewhere, and that way you won't think about it or whatever. But y'all, we were watching the weather, and quite honestly, it was shit here in Charleston.
Yes.
It started raining Friday afternoon, and it stopped Sunday about 3 o'clock.
No, it didn't.
Well, it was a little bit later. We were preoccupied around 3 o'clock, but But y'all, and so.
Oh, wait a minute. Sunday. Sorry. Yes.
Sunday.
Yes.
Y'all, we looked at the weather forecast for, you know, anywhere drivable for just a quick weekend getaway. Same forecast. And so we decided that we would just stay home. So y'all, Friday night, we went out, had a couple of drinks, had a slice of pizza again.
You went back to the pizza pie place.
We did. We were going to have a drink there, but there were too many children. And by children, I mean college kids in the back. Oh. So we ended up just going down to the mill after we had a slice and having a couple of drinks. Yeah. But y'all, we had to leave because it was going to start raining. So
was it homosexual central again?
No, not really. There were definitely some there, but not like before. None that we knew, except one that had flirted with the jar the previous weekend. But y'all, we took our umbra shoots. You would have thought that we were just. I mean, we were, but y'all, we walked, and I was like, look, I don't want to drive. I'm too tired to drive, but I also don't want to get wet.
And that's such a long drive.
It's a solid minute and 20 seconds.
Right. You have to go around a quarter of the circle.
Oh, you don't even have, you cut that off. You don't even go that far. You just cut down the jar street loops into the big duck pond. So, which is where the jar will be performing his Jar on Ice act that he was practicing on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
But y'all, on Saturday, we ran errands. Y'all, I'm very exciting. I had to get new hoses for my washing machine. And
I thought you were going to say you had to get new hose. Did you have a run in your hose?
Right. But, we were going to go do the ice skating. Was my little surprise. I was like, oh, wouldn't that be nice to just have some fun? And there were so many children. We got there twice, and I was like, no, this is a bad idea. Saturday night, we ended up having some Chipotle, and we watched a little TV. Y'all, we both were falling asleep. We were exhausticated because Miss Prune had kept us up the night before.
She's a diva.
Yeah, and so we called it a night, but then Sunday, fun day, after the jar did his, he washed his underpants,
that absolutely screams fun day.
Oh yeah, we hit up the ice palace, and so the jar for the first time in his life went ice skating, and he did pretty good.
I thought that I believe I saw a picture on the Twitty.
You did. It was a little dark, but they had the lights on in there to make it all like festive.
Was it Ladies' Choice?
Basically. Okay. It was Larry Vader's 90s playlist, 8-track edition. But y'all, there were so many fucking children. And I mean, I was committed at that point. I was like, I said we're going to do it. I've even pulled the ice skates out of the closet.
Oh.
We're going to do this. So we went anyway. And it was a bit hairy with the children's. They were everywhere. But with the children comes the good dads, of course.
Yes.
Unfortunately, they seem to have just sent their wives on this trip, but but we skated until the jar was worn out. He was worn out. It was a lot of work for him because it was his first time. So
Did he fall?
He did. Yes.
Did the ice crack?
Well, they did have to Zamboni it halfway through. The jar went down a handful of times, but he listened to me when I said, don't fall on your hands because you'll break your wrist and scrape up your hands. Mm-hmm. And fall on your butt. And when you do, roll over onto your knees and just stand up. And he did, and he did a great job. Neither one of us plowed down any small child, which was quite honestly impressive.
Now, did you fall?
No, I didn't fall, actually.
Oh.
I didn't fall. I was a little worried.
You get the sash, huh?
Yeah. I haven't been on the ice in probably 5 years, at least, since I stopped skating. And so I wasn't real sure what was going to happen. But, it just came right back to me.
Well, it's kind of like riding a jar. I mean, bicycle.
It's true. It's true.
Now, the jar grew up in New York, right?
Upstate New York, yes.
And he's never ice skated?
No, nor had he been to the hockey ball game until we took him a month or so ago. You know, these Yankees, they don't know the good stuff. So, But he loved the ice skating. I think it was more of a workout than he thought it was going to be.
Oh, good.
So, but y'all, I made him wear the figure skates because he had never been on the ice before, and I was just afraid to put him in hockey skates. So I put him in figure skates. And
Do they have My Little Pony skates for him?
Basically. Okay. He got to wear the same skates as the little girls dressed in their princess outfits. But I said, I think you did good enough. Next time we'll put you in the big boy skates. So anyway, so it was good. It was a great weekend, y'all. I forgot two things at the Target, so I got to run back out during the Superb Owl. But you know, I'm not a football fan. So,
how about the halftime? Will you be watching the halftime?
I'd probably not. No. I'll just catch.
How about the Jar? Is he the sports ball fan?
Not the football sports ball. He likes other things, but he is actually, y'all, the Jar is not here. It's just a Vader and a Fatty. The Jar is out having Korean hot pot with his friends.
I don't know what that means.
Well, it's like they bring us a boiling pot of broth and you like dip your meat in it or whatever.
Oh,
cook it. He listens to the little show, so I didn't have the heart to tell him that it's in the strip mall with the Best Buy. I wouldn't have high expectations, but I didn't say that to him, of course. I was like, you're going to have fun with your friends. But then they're going to go watch something. I don't know if it's Drag Race or whatever it is they watch. So I do not believe there's any sports ball in his evening. Although maybe I don't know, really.
Do you have a prediction on Bud Bowl?
On Bud Bowl. Now, I don't know what Bud Bowl is. Would you like to inform us?
How about Puppy Bowl?
Oh, Puppy Bowl. Well, there are going to be a lot of puppies. Off camera, they're going to clean up the diarrhea, puppy diarrhea. That's basically my prediction. They're going to chase a ball.
I think you're probably going to be exactly right. Bud Bowl used to be Budweiser versus Bud Light.
Oh, back when it was a competition.
It was like watching one of those Rankin Bass holiday things where the puppets, you know, they have to move every movement.
Claymation.
Claymation, yeah.
Stop video? Stop frame?
Stop gap or something.
Something like that, yeah.
But they have the Budweiser bottles with helmets on versus the Bud Light bottles with helmets on.
That sounds awesome.
It's much better than those frogs.
Mm. Now, the last time San Francisco was in the Superb Owl, you know, I was there.
I didn't know that.
I was there. Not at the stadium. I was in San Francisco. Which was, I believe, just last weekend was the 10-year anniversary or so. But y'all, my friend, the Daryl and I, we went out to the dim sum, and then we went to a Super Bowl party, a San Francisco Super Bowl party in the Mission. And we left at the halftime, you know, because we were afraid that San Francisco was going to win. And when the Giants had won the World Series, they had rioted in the streets. So we left at the halftime, y'all. That's when the power went out at the Superb Owl that year during Miss Beyonce's performance. And so by the time we got back and he dropped me off at my hotel motel Kempton Inn, y'all, the power was still out. So I didn't miss a bit of any of it, but San Francisco lost. So we're hoping that I'm the good luck charm this go round, and they might actually win.
Now you do know they're not winning; they're not playing today,
right?
Well, why did you just say that you hope that today they would win?
Because it's about as likely as if they were playing today.
Ah,
yeah. Poor Big Friday. Now, I am not a fan of the Philadelphia Cream Cheese Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
But my family is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a prediction on how this will go?
I predict that half the people watching will be very happy and the other half, not so much.
Right. I still think San Francisco has a chance.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think
0%.
Right, but it's a chance. But y'all, I think if San Francisco versus Philadelphia were the Super Bowl, it'd be a lot more interesting. quite honestly. So,
well, except one of the two of them had to represent their conference.
Look,
because the Eagles played San Francisco.
Did they?
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. You can tell I don't care, actually.
Look. Mrs. La 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 Lauren would have known that. Now, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee.
Unsubscribed. So yeah.
Mrs. Lauren, she is an athletic supporter.
Oh, well, me and Mrs. La 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 Lauren both. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're big athletic supporters.
She's right there to pump up the guys. And well, anyway.
Well, she's married now, so
yeah, you know, she nice. Pump up the volume then.
Well, you know what else she can pump up?
No.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day, and I tell you the hard part if they're dead or alive, and of course the easy part, I explain to you who these people are.
Right. Now, I'm not going to ask you Jerry Springer, because that's just too easy, but right. Would you like to guess how old Jerry Springer is?
Oh, he's definitely in his 80s. I would say 84?
78.
78, okay.
And did you know he was born in the UK?
No, but the UK probably is glad that no one knows that either.
Yes. Okay. All right, our first one is Robbie Williams.
Ooh, now that's a tough one. But he is alive.
Okay. Y'all,
Robbie
Williams. Would know him from?
Well, he is a singer, a UK singer, speaking of the UK. Mm-hmm. And he was in one of those boy bands. I don't remember. Was it the Take That or the one of those? He was in one of the boy bands.
And you say he's alive?
He is, yes.
Okay. You are absolutely correct. Robbie Williams was one of the lads in the Take That.
Mm-hmm.
And how old would you guess Robbie Williams is?
I'd say mid-40s.
48. I cannot believe it. Yeah. I just cannot believe it.
Right. I knew he was a little older than me. Okay.
All right. Peter Tork.
Peter
T-O-R-K.
Peter Tork. Not
T-O-R-Q-U-E.
I can understand why you clarified. Peter Tork is a lot. Yeah, I think he's alive.
Where would we know him from?
He was the inventor of the paper towel, as you all
know. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Peter Tork, inventor of the paper towel. Well, Peter Tork is indeed dead.
Oh.
And he was the shaggy-haired blonde, and my favorite, I might mention.
Ooh.
Oh! The Monkees.
Oh, yeah, they've almost all died. Did Davy Jones die? Yeah, dead.
Would
okay.
Would you like to guess how old Peter Tork is or would have been today?
Oh, he'd have to be 100.
80. He's older than Jerry Springer. All right. Stockard Channing.
Oh, she is alive, and she's an actress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and we would know her from?
Broadway. I don't know what all she was in.
Stockard Channing, or sometimes called Stockyard Channing.
Oh.
She's a manly gal, and she was in Grease.
Oh.
Yes, and she is alive, so you were correct about that. All right, have we got time for one more?
Oh, do we ever. Do we ever.
Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Now, y'all, Big Fatty has asked me this one before.
I have.
Yes, you have. But Tennessee Ernie Ford is dead. And Tennessee Ernie Ford is, he was a musician.
Tennessee Ernie Ford, American country music singer, sang 16 tons. Yeah, he had his own show on the TV machine, and he is dead as a doornail.
Yeah, did he sound like Gary in Albuquerque in Portland? And
very, 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 very similar. All right, I got one more. One more. Okay, this is it. Grant Wood.
Oh, let's see here. Grant Wood is, I'd say, have to be dead.
Okay. And we would know him from?
from the golden age of screen, the husband of that Natalie Wood. He was also an actor. Dead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Grant Wood. He is indeed dead. Died the year that Peter Tork was born. Okay. And he painted American Gothic.
Oh. Well, weren't you in that?
No, that was the old gal.
Ah. Y'all... The Jar and I were talking about the old gal today. He was asking about, who is this Vera? And I said, oh, well. So I told him who Vera is. And y'all, we were watching YouTube videos, and I was like, you know, the old gal does a bit just like these two gamblers here with Gooch. And he's like, sir, excuse me, sir. And he thought it was the funniest thing. Y'all, we had to watch some of the old gal videos, and he just thought it was so clever. And I think, wait, did we watch the videos? No, we didn't watch the videos, but he still thought it was clever.
No wonder he enjoyed it if you didn't watch.
Well, I was like, every old person has a bit, babe. You know, like, everyone's got a bit. So
some people have bigger bits than others.
That's true. Now, as we record this, like we said, there is no number one fan yet.
No.
But is there going to be a hootenanny at the villa tonight?
There will be a... superb owl gathering here.
Okay. I was not invited. Okay.
You're welcome. It's okay. Just going to be me and the Nip.
I am really busy tonight. So
I had a feeling you might be.
Right. Did you want me to come fix your turlet?
It can wait.
Y'all, we pulled up to the Ice Palace today, and the Jar, he is nothing if not a parking space perfectionist and trying to find just the right one. And it was raining. I think he didn't want to make me walk in the rain because, you know, I'd melt. But y'all, these high school kids were walking out from playing league hockey. And Jar, I'm sorry, but I have to tell this story. And the Jar, we stopped the car, and the Jar turns to me and says, it's a good thing the Nip's not here.
Oh! Well, by the way.
So, yeah.
By the way, you know, superb owl is the start of the 16th year of the BFO.
I know. That's crazy. Also crazy, can you believe we've been doing this for 2.5 years?
No.
Yeah. 2.5 years.
Wow. That's pretty good. How long did we do it before?
About 2.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about time. Yeah. Well, y'all, do you remember when we started the little show and that Daniel Bieber and the old gal were doing the Burning Elvis podcast or whatever it was?
Yes. Yes. Dadgum Elvis.
Yeah. The only goal we have is to outlast the LFC's reboot. Well, yeah. Yeah. So that worked out well for everyone.
Of course, and, you know, other people that you may have just mentioned might be saying, would someone take the BFO out back and shoot it like a horse, like a lame horse?
Right. Look, you know, it's that one time a year where you put in all the extra effort and record a sick show in a week.
It's true.
Oh! Yeah.
So this means I've got the Superb Owl Anniversarium show. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've got to record my Monday show, and I've done the LFC. Y'all, it's you know, I am busier than a one-legged man in a
shit-kicking contest.
Yeah, that'll work.
Uh-huh. Okay. Perfect. So, well, yeah.
Anyway, any big plans? Any big plans this week?
Not really. It is the VD, you know. So.
Yeah. Do you want to give us a little secret?
It's also our anniversary, but yeah. So.
And which one is this?
Oh, a big one. And so, y'all, but we are having dinner at the pantry, and we're gonna watch a movie, and that's it. So.
Oh, will there be any gift acts?
You know, that's a good question. I should probably think about that.
How about a card?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know what's going to happen. You're going to have a heart-shaped meatloaf.
Oh, will it have corn as the eyes?
Corn teeth.
Oh. Maybe not.
Mm.
Okay, we're done. No,